ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Just a few minutes. I'll continue this message on Wednesday, just like it's a message that runs all through the month of October. Matthew chapter 4, I'll read verses 1 to 4. I titled this The Word Transaction. It said, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. So will we always be led into a place of wilderness in our lives? Whether in our family, whether in our businesses, it's not that God hates us. It's not that God has abandoned us. But it's just one of the things that the broken nature of man has brought. So there will always be pressure. There will always be temptation. And say, verse 2 says, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, you will expect that if someone should fast for 40 days and 40 nights, the devil should not come near to that person. But that's not the case. The devil runs through and through the whole universe. He's looking for someone that he may devour. But the Bible says we can resist him in the faith. So he was hungry after 40 days and 40 nights. I don't even know if somebody will fast for 40 days, 40 nights, and they won't be hungry after. But the tempter came to him and he said, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. But he answered and said, it is written. That's a transaction note. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We started this last week, Wednesday, by emphasizing the fact that we live in times where the questions about the relevance of the Bible are in discourse daily. I don't have to go into that. Just get on the social media, listen to radio, watch TV programs. I mean, people have their take about the word of God. But Mark 13:31 says, heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will not go unfulfilled. So, the word of God us, and we always outlast every argument. As a matter of fact, the Bible warns us about this argument. He said, this argument are vain philosophies, and they are unfounded arguments that can lead to jesting. You and I, who are believers in Christ, should not doubt the authenticity of the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone. Bread is important, but that's not only the things that we live by. Man is not just natural. Man is supernatural. Everything responds to his source. When God created the heavens and earth in Genesis 1:11, it says everything should reproduce after his own kind. We have the DNA of God. And so we are sustained by the word of God. You know, we have seen how the Bible has shaped culture, nations, organization values, personal values of people, how the Bible has transformed life. So we can attest to the integrity of the Bible. I mean, if you're a believer, how there watching and listening this morning, because your life has changed, it's a proof of the integrity of this word. You know, God and his word are one. So God does not lie. The That's his integrity that he has. God is faithful. That's his integrity. God is just. Those are the things that makes God, God. God is love. It's not that God is the love or is a love. God is love. He's love personified. God is true. He is not a man to deny himself. Neither is he the son of man. God does not lie. So the integrity of his word is as true as his name, his personality, his nature. So God and his word are one. In Luke chapter 1 verse 37, you read the following words. He said, "For with God, nothing shall be called impossible." With man, we can call certain things impossible. I mean, a man can ask you, "Come tomorrow, I'm going to do you or open this door for you or do you this measure of favor." And the man can die before tomorrow. Or the man can change his mind. But with God, nothing shall be impossible. When it comes to our wellness, when it comes to our well-being, God is interested because we are created in his image, we are created in his likeness, we are created as the stewards of the heart. So we are sustained by the word of God. Like we read in our text, temptation will come, trials of life will come, disappointment will come, unmet expectations will face us. But God does not deny himself. In Psalm 33, I read something to us. Psalm 33, verse 6, it says, "By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and the host of them by the breath of his mouth." It says, "He gathered the waters and the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses." He said, "Let all the heart fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke and it was done." That's God. "He commanded and it stood fast." He spoke, it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. So we use word because words form the primary actions of our faith. We were looking at the work of creation on Wednesday. We saw how when God created the heavens and the earth, words were used. And we have said, because it's capital H there, no, capital W here, that it's actually referring to a person. And it's a person of the Lord Jesus. Can we quickly read John chapter 1? John chapter 1. So when we talk about spiritual warfare, when we talk about establishing our dominion, we use words to transact spiritual things. It said, in the beginning, John 1:1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made." So your family, your business, your career path are made by the word. The things we see, the things we cannot see are made by the word. And so if we want to transact effectively in this world, we must learn to speak the word of God. The word of God in your mouth, in my mouth, is as powerful as the word of God in the mouth of God himself. So, all things were made by the word. Jesus said, in response to the devil, he said, "Man shall not live." It's a principle. "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord." So, words form the primary action of our faith. All things were made by the word, made through him. And without him, that shows us that the word is a person. Without him, capital H, capital W in your verse, He said, without him, nothing was made that was made. He said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And this light shines in darkness, and darkness could not comprehend or handle or distort it. So in Genesis chapter 1, you read from verse 1, he said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Where we read in Psalm 33, he said, by the word of the Lord, the heavens and the earth were made. I'm just going to establish this morning so that you know that the word that you speak is as powerful. Jesus said in the New Testament, he said, by our words, we are justified. By our words, we can be condemned. There is nothing. I mean, Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes, he said, don't say before an angel, it was an error. It was an error. There's something we use when we're growing up, that when you are speaking evil, where you are speaking something that is not convenient, our parents, we usually tell us, shut up, the angels of God are passing. I don't know where they got that from. But the truth is that words create. Words nourishes. Words make things happen. Words makes for fruitfulness. The same way, words, if wrongly spoken, can lead to failure, can lead to disappointment. There is a way, because words are creative force. There is a creative force of God behind words. Words are spiritual seeds. The outcome of our lives today were the very thing we spoke yesterday. So be mindful of the things that you speak this week. Be mindful of the things that you speak over your life, over your family, over your business, over the works of your hands. Words has a way to activate angels to go to work on our behalf. And words also has a way to truncate the process of the supernatural in our lives. Words. So we transact by the word. So words form the primary action of our faith. So in Genesis 1, the Bible says the heart, verse 2, was without form and void. Yet the Spirit of God was hovering. It's the same thing. We have the Holy Spirit today living on the inside of us as believers in Christ. He's supposed to be our teacher, our guide, our counselor, our intercessor. Yet we lose out on the things of life because we have refused to utilize the resource of God in our lives. The God part of us, like we were saying. So the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, because everything was there, but there was chaos. But God saw something in the midst of that chaos. And God had to open his mouth, let there be light. The same principle run through life. When things are not working around you, when you can't see the picture that it God has imprinted in your spirit, where you can't see it physically in any area of your life, my brothers, my sister, learn to speak the word. Not just ordinary word, learn to speak the word of God. Not just ordinary word of God, learn to introduce the personality of Jesus into that situation. He's the name that is above every other name. And at the mention of his name, every knee bows. Every tongue confesses. Every tongue confesses of things in heaven, of things here on earth, and of things under the heart. When you have sickness, symptoms of sickness in your body, you can learn to speak the word of God. I mean, what you can see is temporal. The word of God is eternal. Learn to speak that word. And as you speak that word, your body begins to respond. Symptoms disappear. And over time, you can see the effect of the living word in your life. Word of God. From the primary actions of our faith. If you can see it on the inside, you need to balance it by speaking it out. A lot of the time, the devil wants to keep us, to keep our mouth shut, to focus on the things that are not working. There are many things that are working in our favor. And we need to know how to transact business of life with the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. When God spoke, two things happened there. Genesis 1, the situation was changed. But God spoke to change the contradiction. As we go into this week, whatever contradictions that are contending with things around you at the moment. I mean, you've submitted proposal upon proposal. Why don't you place a call tomorrow? I don't know who I'm talking to, but I think I'm talking to someone. Why don't you remind them? And you will see that the answer will be, where have you been? We've actually been waiting for your call. We are ready. Learn to speak the word of God. Learn to speak the word of God. In Mark 1:35, which I want to encourage, the Bible says, in a great while before the day, Jesus went into a solitary place and prayed. You can create that at the corner of your heart. You can create that in your room. You can create that in an environment. But learn to be quiet before the day breaks. Some people call it commanding the morning. You can speak to create things. This is your week of favor, your week of open doors, your week of blessing. This is your appointed time for overflow. The blessings of the Lord are mixed rich and add no sorrow. Rest upon you, rest upon your family. This is your accepted time of favor. The word of the Lord says, it will arise and have mercy upon you for your set time. Set time means appointed time. Set time means where things are turned around in your favor. Set time means when all things work together for your good. This is your accepted time for favor. In Jesus' precious name. And if you are there this morning, you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the starting point is to have Him, because that's when the word of life resides in your heart by His Spirit, and you can be able to see life differently. Where there is darkness, you can speak light. This is your week of divine power.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,